WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The economy, one of the top issues for voters in this election. More data today showing further cooling of inflation.
Consumer prices rose just 2.1% in September from a year ago, just slightly above the 2% target that the Federal Reserve had set to try to get the economy back on track after pandemic price hikes. The Commerce Department also reporting consumer spending jumped 0.5% from August to September. That helped the overall economy grow during the third quarter.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Candidates are heading to battleground states in the Southwest today. Former President Trump campaigns in New Mexico and Nevada. Vice President Kamala Harris also in Nevada after a stop in Arizona. North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile today. It was the country's longest test mission yet and could be a sign it's building its arsenal in exchange for sending troops to train in Russia. And at least 158 are dead in eastern Spain following historic flooding. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has asked the state Supreme Court to decide if the state legislature should release $50 million for the Act 20 reading bill. The legislation would develop an Office of Literacy to identify and implement literacy testing and curriculum. Governor Tony Evers used line item vetoes to cut parts of the bill, which Republican legislators called unconstitutional. A Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled that Governor Evers used the authority properly in August, but rejected the request to force the release of funding. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles has released a new motorist's handbook meant to share information with drivers in an easily understandable fashion. According to a press release, the revised handbook used plain language to clearly convey important information to drivers. The revised handbook has also been updated to include safety advances that have been built into the state's road designs, like diverging diamond interchanges and roundabouts. Officials say they're always looking to make their services more convenient for Wisconsinites. The Superior School Board held its budget meeting on Wednesday, discussing the future of the district with a massive referendum on the ballot next week. The school board was supposed to finalize their budget proposal this week, but with a five-year referendum on the ballot, they approved two versions of the budget to cover whether the referendum passes or fails. The district is facing a $2.5 million deficit for the next school year and has already needed to make significant cuts, including permanently closing a school to remain operational. After collecting nearly 300 submissions and narrowing them down to 10 finalists, it's time for Duluth residents to vote for their favorite in their first-ever snowplow naming contest. Among the 10 finalists are names like Sled Zeppelin, Blizzard Wizard, and Edgar Allan Plow. Residents have until November 4th to vote for their favorite name on the City of Duluth's website, and the winner will be announced on November 11th. The winning name will also be displayed on the snowplow at the Christmas City of the North Parade on November 22nd. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Wisconsin men's team with a 78-62 win over UW River Falls last night at the Kohl Center. Guard John Tanjay led the Badgers with 15 points, 2 assists, and was asked if these preseason games are helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something we all kind of expected going into this game, first game of the year. Coaches need a look from everyone. You know, we want to see what guys can do and where we can fit in as a team.
NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight in Memphis. They play the Grizzlies. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers shorthanded at practice as they get ready to play the Lions on Sunday. 7 players, including Jordan Love, unable to go. Running back Josh Jacobs, dealing with a twisted ankle, asked if that's a lot for week 9 of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's just the nature of this business, man. You know, you get later in the season, you have a lot more guys take a day or two. That's just this nature of this business.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Snow possibly mixed with rain this afternoon, and it could be heavy at times. Don't be shocked if you hear some thunder and those winds are whipping, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures, and snow accumulations could be around 1 to 3 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 38.
Get ready, Badger fans. Wisconsin men's hockey is back for the 24-25 season at the Kohl Center. After last year's breakout success, head coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are looking to keep the momentum going. And you can be part of it. Don't miss out on securing the best seats in the house. Whether you're looking for single game, four game mini pack, or group tickets, we've got you covered. For more information and to secure your Badger men's hockey tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Bob's Burgers and Parks and Rec actress Jenny Slate. Then Chicago-based film critic Mariah Gates joins the show to talk noir. All this and the popcorn pick of the week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh here on the road in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. It is Thursday, the 31st of October, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Happy Halloween. What a day. Mr. Zommer is doing all the work back home high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. How are you, Mr. Zommer?
Doing well on this spooky day. We had some spooky technical difficulties that sorted themselves out.
Well, it kind of evened itself out because a gust of wind came by and nearly took out our camera, but we caught that, so we avoided the spooks before we went on the air. But yeah, some gremlins in the system, but we're all set to go now. Things are well. It's a great day, as we said, to be a Wisconsinite and spend a little time here in our beautiful station up at Wisconsin Rapids. And is there a big doings on State Street tonight? It's kind of weird being in the middle of the week this year.
I do not know.
Yeah, well, we'll check that out. There's a lot of trick-or-treaters, so we'll check in with Zommers a little bit later. We are very pleased, rather, to be here. We were at the District in downtown Eau Claire last night. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow and his fantastic wife, Sherry, for coming out last night, along with my sister and brother-in-law, check that, and some other fine folks. It was a great time at the District. We took and helped anchor the vice presidential visit to Dane County at the Dane County Coliseum in Madison last night, and getting up early and trucking up to Wisconsin Rapids with me, as they have all week, the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, now president of the union, Mr. Reed Galen, and the senior advisor at Lincoln Project, a Wisconsin boy like myself, Trigvi Olson. Guys, welcome to Wisconsin Rapids.
It was spring, even summer, Todd, when we started this week. Now it is winter. I am cold.
For Reed, who spent a lot of time in his life in Texas, a little chilly.
It is cold. I don't mind cold weather. I mind being cold, and I did not prepare for Wisconsin cold.
But you're in Utah. You're skiing all
the
time.
It's dry. It's a dry cold.
It's a dry cold. All right. But you look natty. You look fantastic.
Well, you know what? Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Trigvi, you're used to this weather. You're a hockey guy, but Trigvi's cheating.
I am cheating.
Yeah,
I got my heated garments on.
He brought a heated vest.
The key to the cold is planning.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm a planner.
Layering, planning.
I'm a little disappointed I didn't bring my battery-powered long underwear.
No, actually, nobody needs to know any more about that.
Here's the bottom line.
Yeah.
With the cold, you got to prepare for the wind.
Right.
And I didn't realize that you're going to be having us here with gale force winds charging across the plains.
Well, it's beautiful. Those watching on the stream, you can see we've got the bus behind us with the signage for the union, of course, and we're going all over. If you would like to sign up for the Union of Pro-Democracy Organization, it's simple, Reed.
Yes, go to jointheunion.us. Guys, we have 4,000 volunteer opportunities. We've got 5 days to go here, gang. Like, we need you. We need you on the phones. We need you on the text. We need you on the doors. It does not matter if you live in a great state like Wisconsin that's a swing state or someplace else. You can get involved. Use the magic and mystery of the internet to get involved, everybody. And we can and will do this on Tuesday.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people interactive folks are doing canvassing all across Wisconsin. We've got more canvassing set today, both here and in Stevens Point. And if you want to stop on down, meet Reed, meet Trigvy, myself, and our other folks, Chris Giese, our video technician, who's doing a fantastic job, by the way, on this tour.
Yes.
A great
Thank you,
bus driver, Patrick. We're all going to be down at Stevens Point at Goose on Main, 1140 Main Street. Last time we were at Goose, Trigvy, you had fans come 2.5, I'm not making this up, 2.5 hours from northern Wisconsin to come down and see you. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it's true.
All I had to do was Venmo.
They were very, very nice people.
And Trigvy was playing a pull
tab. They could have just called me. I would have set up a Zoom with them.
But come down to Goose tonight. And
Trigvy loves his fans. As you
right.
I do love my fans.
Trigvy,
honestly, you know what? We need to give a huge shout out to whoever the person was that left a nice note on the bus in Main Street.
Yes.
Osseo.
Yes,
in
Osseo.
I don't remember the name of this particular person, but it really moved us.
She was.
And they listen all the time.
And we don't normally get nice notes.
No.
Usually
we
get nasty
go
notes.
F yourself.
Yeah. I've got it somewhere. I don't have it in my pocket right now.
This is a family show, Trigvy.
We'll read the note a little bit later, but yeah, Trigvy Olson, the Don Rickles of political pundits, insults his fans all the time.
Not from our fans, just from other people.
It's an old reference, but
so great.
Reed gets it. Improving the set here.
I get no respect. Now who am I?
Now that's Rodney.
Don Rickles, hockey puck guy. You
I'm
know.
Todd Albaugh, and you're not.
As soon as we got into town, Trigvy Olson dropped his pants and fired a rocket, but here we are.
Okay.
Anyway, it's great to be here with Melissa Kay, our news director here at Stevens Point at Wisconsin Rapids. You can see the sign in behind. It's a WFHR, our music station, and WIRI, turn that around. WFHR, our talk station. WIRR, our music station. Melissa Kay, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great, Todd. It's great to be here with you.
It's great to have you here. You're dressed up as a pirate. I don't get up to Stevens Point a lot, but to Wisconsin Rapids a lot. But when I walked in the door, I said, "Hi, I'm Todd."
Yes, you introduced yourself.
And you're
to
like,
me.
"Yeah, I'm Melissa Kay."
Like, yeah, we've met many times, Todd.
It's a fantastic costume.
Well, thank you.
For
thank
those
you.
Not watching the stream, what are you dressed as?
Jack Sparrow.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
It's a really great con. And the whole staff here is dressed up.
Oh, yeah. We dressed up for Halloween today. You know, it's radio, so we thought we'd dress up because it's an audio medium.
It's the theater
makes
of the
perfect sense. Well, and all of us are a bit of theater buffs. So
Trigvy and Reed and I have been traveling the state. Trigvy and I have done this before. This is, our fourth time, I think, doing one of these tours across Wisconsin. And we like to call it What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of people out there telling us that it should be better and one individual is going to make it great. We think it's pretty great already. We believe it's the people and the things that bind us together. We're more united than we are divided. And local radio is one of those things, and we're so fortunate to be a part of civic media. And I'm a little biased. I grew up in Richland Center, our home station there, WRCO, WRCE. And I would say WFHR, WIRI, it's another station that is integral to the community, and that's part of what makes Wisconsin great.
I would agree with that, Todd, and our station has been around for an awfully long time. Pam will be on later to tell you the history of that and our special anniversary coming up here next week. But we talk about this a lot, especially on our morning show, about the things that bring us together versus the things that divide us, because we try to have uplifting radio. You know, I mean, there's enough negativity in the world. Let's talk about the positive things, the good things that happen in our community, and we try to focus on that.
And you do. We talked about polls. You spent a lot of time yesterday talking about all the polls. Marquette Law School poll. Trigvy and Reed have worked on presidential campaigns. They know the nitty-gritty. But let's cut all that away for a second. What are you just hearing as you go to the grocery store? And we've seen people from the community come in your doors every day or last hour here. What's on the minds of folks in the Wisconsin Rapids?
Well, you know, I mean, prices are high. And we all know that, and there's multiple reasons for it, but that is something that all of us can say, yeah, it's not great. It's hard.
Yeah.
The dollar goes not as far as it used to. Mm. So that's probably the biggest thing I hear, but more you're hearing conversations about, oh yeah, my son did this in hockey yesterday, and you know, like the camaraderie of just the things that bring us together in the community. There's trick-or-treating all over the area tonight. Everybody's going to be dressed up, going house to house. It's a way to get out, meet your neighbors, have conversations, and you know, and see the cute kids in their cute costumes.
Now, well, I would like to say, I think her name is Diane. I would like to say thank you to Diane for bringing her oatmeal chocolate chip cookies, which I think I've eaten about 40 of since we've been sitting here. So thank you, Diane.
So you ate mine, too. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I ate
Well,
them.
I get them all the time.
Yeah,
so
they were wonderful, but I think it's a good example. I think she brings them every month, and she brings
does.
The birthdays and all the other announcements to...
We love Diane.
Yeah, to your folks, and I think that's the kind of stuff, Todd, you're talking about. Like, yeah. You don't get that... You know, someplace that doesn't have those kinds of ties that bind, and I think it's mm-hmm. terrific.
Yeah, Maybe. And we have our callers in that call in to share with the community of what's going on, and Diane coming in all the time. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, I just think these towns like Wisconsin Rapids or where I grew up in River Falls, right? They, you know, there's lots of things that make Wisconsin an amazing, amazing place, mm-hmm. and there's, you know, our identity. And I just want to say this. I saw on Twitter today, there's people bagging on A.J. Dillon because he went to the Trump rally yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know what? A.J. Dillon has a right to go just because he plays for the Packers to the Trump rally. And we can disagree with him. And it doesn't make A.J. Dillon and all he's done for that part of the state a worse person, right? It's his choice that he's making. And he might not fully understand why others feel the other way. In Wisconsin, I just think we have to not let the politics become a contagion in everything people do, because quite frankly, your neighbors don't care how you voted. If your mom's sick, they're going to be bringing you a casserole and being nice to you. And the politicians who are trying to divide are the ones that need to go. You need to, you know, the foundational question you should ask yourself with the presidential campaign is, would you rather have Tim Walz or Kamala Harris as your neighbor, or Donald Trump or J.D. Vance? Answer it that way.
I would not want either J.D. Vance or Donald Trump.
No, because Donald Trump would be trying to move his fence line closer and closer.
He would definitely cut down a tree he didn't like while you were out of town.
Yeah.
He would definitely do that.
Melissa, you're going to be part of our election night coverage, and about a minute left here. Tell us a little bit about what the races locally you're going to be watching.
Well, here we have the 3rd Congressional District is one of our races here. That's a big race. We also have, because Katrina Shanklin stepped down from the assembly position in the Stevens Point area, so that's another race we're keeping an eye on. And then just kind of overall races, I think I will be writing articles back behind the scenes, kind of helping the team from the backstage, but that's, you know, it's all part of the effort.
Yeah. I want to come back, if you can stick with us, because you have a new brand new show locally that's going to be airing in, of course, all of our programs thanks to the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device. It is free. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app, and you can hear your new show on there and also at civicmedia.us. And, of course, a great voter guide for you at civicmedia.us. The races here in the Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids area, as well as all the races across the state. Our great political editor, Dan Schaefer, has recombobulated, and the recombobulation area has every single assembly, legislative, and Senate race there at civicmedia.us, so you can see all that as well.
May I say thanks to Dan for the follow on Twitter as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure he appreciated it back. So all kinds of great things happening here. Stay with us. We're going to have more from our great stations at WFHR and WIRI here in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. The snow is a little north of us. Trigvy has his battery-operated vest. Will he share it with Reed and the rest of us?
He will not.
Get cozy, guys.
It's every man for himself.
That's always been Trigvy's motto.
We'll come on back live from the Oddball Show right here from Wisconsin Rapids on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small-town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Nair on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
There we go.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Welcome back to the Todd Oddball Show, live from Wisconsin Rapids on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are indeed on the road again. For those watching on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and the like, you can see our great bus here provided by the great folks at the union. I haven't really had a chance, Reed, to say it on the air, but thank you for that, because we have a lot of stuff to haul around the state, and without you and your donors at the union, we'd be in a very small truck. So thanks for helping us out with the transportation.
Look, I think it's the least we can do, and you know, I have been lucky enough to be all over most of the target states this fall, and you know, it has not only replenished my soul but reinvigorated my love for the country. Mm-hmm. You know, just being in all the towns we've been in this week with y'all, and you know, when I was down in North Carolina, I was up in Pennsylvania, over in Michigan. It's been great, and the thing that you've been talking about, you know, there could be a tour. Yes, it's what makes Wisconsin great. I think it's what makes all of these states great. Yeah. And what it's always a good reminder too, we are one country, we are 50 states, and every one of them has their personality, their thing, right, that makes them so unique and makes them all worth visiting. And I'm so lucky that I've been able to do that. So thank you guys for partnering up with us.
Our pleasure. And to all the great folks at the union, again, to find out more information, to join the union, just simply go to jointheunion.us and sign up there. They do great pro-democracy work. And Reed Galen, of course, the president and co-founder of the Lincoln Project. Trigvy Olsen, Wisconsin guy like myself, a great hockey player. I found out that the local hockey team, Melissa Kay, also the radio station here does play-by-play for the
That's
local
right.
hockey team.
We are the home of the River Kings.
How about that? Next time, Trevi, we're back, we'll go to the rink.
Could. We should go to a River Kings game.
Well, absolutely. Trigby still has the moves. He still.
Not really.
But he does.
I might not have ever hit him.
Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor at Lincoln Project, and Melissa Kay, our local news director here at WFHR. Also, Melissa, you have a brand new program. Tell us about that coming up.
Yes, we have a new show that is launching on November 12th, fingers crossed. It's going to be called Community Stories. Mm-hmm. And we're talking with, the first series will be with veterans. So I'll be sharing veteran stories in the area. And then on Thursday, it'll be Community Stories Junior. And we're talking with our students and our young people in the area.
Wow.
I'm following a group of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders at the Nakusa Middle School who are in probably the first, definitely the first in Wisconsin, possibly the first in the nation to have a 1-to-1 3D printer ratio of kids, students to 3D printers.
Wow.
Right in their classroom. So they're able to design a product, and then the next day they print it. And so they print a product every single day in their class.
See, this is right there. That's why I love going on the road and learning these stories. Because I think too often what we hear about is, oh, you know, there's nothing in these rural areas. Oh, there's nothing there. As a kid who grew up in a town of 5,000 people, to come to a more rural area like this and hear the great public education that these kids are getting and the same technology that's setting them up, whether they want to go right into the workforce, whether mm-hmm. they want to go to tech schools, or whether they want to pursue a liberal arts degree in a four-year school, those public education classes here at Wisconsin Rapids are setting them up for success.
And not only that, but this particular effort by Mr. Benjamin Peters, the tech ed teacher here at the middle school and the high school in Nakusa, by the time these students graduate from high school, they will have a certificate that they can go out and get an engineering job.
Right.
Just
incredible.
Like that.
It's important.
It really is important. Talk a moment about, because we're huge supporters of our veterans here on this program, huge supporters of our military, our men and women in uniform. Give us one or two takeaways from talking to these veterans, because I think it's so important to tell these stories.
Absolutely, Todd. You know, I have had the honor and the privilege of speaking with the veterans that I have so far. Our VFW Post 2534, the Buckley-Baldwin Post here in Wisconsin Rapids, are so active in our community. They do so much good, and these stories, guys, they're I just can't wait to share them with our audience, because I am humbled to be able to hear them. And then when I'm spending the time going through and editing, and I'm smiling the whole time.
Yeah.
Not the whole time, especially with the kids, I'm smiling. But but these stories, some of them are heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what our military members have gone through, what they are dealing with now. But then also the plea to get more people involved in our veterans organizations.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, they see those names on the rosters at Congress. Those are important. They need to keep those going so that they continue to get the funding. Mm. And that's kind of, I think, the resounding message I'm hearing from veterans is, come join us. Come see what it's all about. You don't have to come to every meeting, but we need you to get involved.
Read it, Trigby. We hear stories like this. I mean, that's what it comes down to, right? I mean, and again, to bring back to politics, as people go to the polls here in 5 days, think about we're going to almost lose the 10, but not quite. We have to think about people, you know, in terms of...
You should go grab that one.
Are we voting for people who are actually going to support what Melissa's talking about?
Right. No, I agree. And, you know, I think oftentimes we ask everything of our veterans. And, you know, the truth is, far too often, Todd, we don't treat them nearly as well as we should when they get home. And yes, look, there's the you know, you see them at the football games and all that, but mm-hmm. that's one moment or a couple of hours out of a lifetime, as opposed to, you know, a lot of these men and women are coming home with long-term issues that they're dealing with, whether or not that's, you know, the physical and mental scars of battle, PTSD, mm-hmm. whatever the case might be. And, you know, when someone retires from the military, you know, something that's been so impactful in their lives is gone. And I think we need to do a better job as a country of making sure that we start to help fill those holes. And I think the kind of stories that Melissa is telling and the VFW guys that are doing the work are exactly the kind of thing that those men and women need.
Yeah, could not agree more. Melissa Kay, thank you for helping us keep the tent held down, literally. About a minute left here. Is there anything we haven't asked you? I want to make sure people know about WFHR, WIRI here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, you know, just that we are so focused on community, our local high school sports. We've got our local sports editor now, or our writer of our sports events that happen.
Right.
Locally, Michael Comer, and our new newsletter that's just started to come out. We're only about a month, I think this is our third edition today. So you can sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com or WisCountry.com right there on the homepage, and have local news and local articles right in your inbox every Thursday at noon.
She gets it done. The news, hosting talk programs, and also helps us hold down the tent. Melissa Kay, you're fantastic. And also a great costume for Halloween. Happy Halloween. And thank you for taking time for us and being such a great host here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Always a pleasure, Todd.
The pleasure is ours. We're going to come back and talk more with folks here from WIFHR and WIRI here at Wisconsin Rapids. Going to talk a little bit of politics about the vice president being in Madison last night, and 5 days to go. Make sure you have a plan to be a voter. As Luke Mathers says, we are on the road. Reed, Trigby, Chris, Todd, back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Thursday. Happy Halloween! One thing that's likely to spook the markets in the coming days is the election outcome. This is according to Katie Burgess, a broker analyst with EverEgg. She predicts that next week's election could have a short-term impact on trade. Consumers are also spooked by the current economy. Holiday buying might not be as strong this year. We'll talk about it next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Katie Burgess along with us, a broker analyst with EverEgg. She says the cheese and butter markets might not see amazing lift this holiday season as consumers don't have a favorable outlook on the economy.
From a market perspective, there's just a lot of uncertainty out there. So people have been somewhat ordering, and we hear from customers that demand is fine. But, you know, just given how the economy is, how it is, people are spending a lot more money on a lot of things. Even though food inflation hasn't been as rapid lately, people are still spending money on other parts of their life. And so because of that, it doesn't seem like we're going to have amazing demand here over the holiday season.
Dairy broker Katie Burgess joining us from EverEgg. Stick around for a look at our midday commodity prices. I've got those coming up next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Commodity prices are mixed on this Halloween. From Chicago, December corn is sitting neutral at 4.11 and a half. November soybeans are up a nickel and three quarters at 9.82 and a quarter. Cash wheat is trading down a nickel at 5.68 and a quarter. And July 2025 new crop wheat is trading down 6 and a quarter cents at 6.05 and a quarter. The Class 3 milk markets are also mixed. The November contract is up a penny at $20.28 a hundredweight. The December contract is down 15 cents at $19.52 a hundredweight. Don't forget that you can keep following along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff, wishing you a happy and safe Halloween.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Snow possibly mixed with rain this afternoon, and it could be heavy at times. Don't be shocked if you hear some thunder and those winds are whipping, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures, and snow accumulations could be around 1 to 3 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
Hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with, never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, heading into the final weekend of the campaign with our guests Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Kia Vakil, Dan Schumacher, and the weekend forecast.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Welcome back to the Tom Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. Yes, we are outside on this happy Halloween. I'm dressed. I didn't put a lot of work. I'm a rabid Wisconsin Badger fan, and we have our traveling Bucky Badger from our friend Kelly Call, who gave that to us. We were out in California on the road out there. Reed Galen is dressed as a cold Wisconsin Badger fan. Trigby Olson is dressed as a smart Wisconsin Badger fan because he has his battery-operated vest. Jeff Perry, one of our ongoing contributors and regular listeners on the Facebook page, and you can watch us on Facebook as well, says, Todd, the National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory, so be advised.
You don't need to tell us.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Appreciate that update. Yes.
And he also says, that comes from our weatherman, Les Humid.
Oh, Les Humid. Yes, very good. He's been with us a long time. We appreciate that for our weatherman, Les Humid. Well, go ahead.
Minnesota. Whatever happened to the weather lady from Minnesota?
Which one?
You used to have this lady on who would do the weather when we first started.
Yeah, Kara.
Oh, that was,
Kara.
Yeah.
Well, we don't.
Lost Kara.
They don't use that service. Now we have our own weather service.
So. Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
It would have been nice if they'd have told us that the wind was going to blow over our tent.
Yeah. It'll be fine. By the way, our show today is all week powered by Wonder State Coffee right here on the old desk. You cannot get any better than the great growers at Wonder State. We appreciate having them on earlier this year. One of the few, if not only, solar-powered roastery in the world, giving us great coffee from great farmers and, of course, roasting it in the beautiful Driftless region of Viroqua, Wisconsin. We appreciate TJ and all of his great support having us there earlier this week. Wonder State Coffee, wonderstate.com. Fueling this great trip.
And the 2025 Roaster of the Year.
Yes, thank you, Reed. Yes, the 2025 Roaster of the Year down there in beautiful Viroqua, Wisconsin.
And on the square.
Yes, and in Madison, Wisconsin on the square and up a beautiful Bayfield. I bet it's windy on Lake Superior today.
Yes,
Bayfield.
I bet it is. Yes.
If we ever do Bayfield on a tour, Todd, it needs to be in the summer.
Yeah, right. I totally agree. Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project, and now the president of the union. Remember, you can join the union at jointheunion.us, guys. Thanks very much for helping us co-anchor the vice presidential visit to Madison last night at Dane County Coliseum. We were there. We listened to it. You guys have both worked on presidential campaigns. Reed on W. Bush's campaign, also worked for McCain, Trigby on McCain's campaign, amongst others. What was your takeaway from the event in Madison last night?
I thought it was great energy. I thought you could definitely tell that it inspired her. It energized her. That was as upbeat a speech, sort of from a performance perspective, as I've seen her give. And so I thought it was excellent. I thought it was good. I thought she spoke to the things that she wants to do on behalf of the American people while sprinkling in enough what Donald Trump's going to do if he's back in office and why he's not qualified to do that. And so I thought she did an excellent job. And you know, I think that there are a lot of people certainly here in Wisconsin. And, you know, if Vice President Harris has to win Milwaukee and Dane County overwhelmingly, I think she's on track to do that.
Trivia?
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at that event, and you saw this in the Marquette poll, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Democratic enthusiasm is higher
right.
than Republican enthusiasm. And so, you know, there's that building was rocking. That isn't to say that the Trump event in Green Bay didn't have energy, mm-hmm. but there was a that event was serious, I would say, in terms of what she got up and talked about and sort of the energy in the room. And you kind of had Donald Trump pulling stunts with his garbage man thing. Ironically, you know, for all the self-righteous indignation we're seeing out of people on the right about what Biden saying that, just in the middle of September, and I think he was here in Wisconsin, Donald Trump referred to Harris's supporters as garbage. So, you know,
well,
like,
he also referred to the United States yesterday as a garbage can.
Right. So, you know, like the there's an awful lot of, you know, it, to some degree, whether they like it or not, and it makes me sad as a former Republican. The Republican Party has just become this grievance-filled what about. There don't seem to be a lot of ideas coming out at those rallies.
No, and it's unfortunate because
it's sad.
You know, I mean, I did a lot of rallies for President Bush over the years, and you know they were positive.
Right.
I mean, the crowds were fired up. The president was fired up. It was, you know, a lot of it was, you know, immediately post 9/11. So there was a lot of patriotism. I thought there was a lot of patriotism last night at the vice president's rally. I mean, again, if you had told me I'd have heard a USA chant at a Democratic rally, I'm not sure I'd have believed you.
In Madison, Wisconsin.
But I'm glad we saw it.
How do you think, Reed? I've always wanted to ask you this, and I guess I never have. You know, there's a lot of people that you worked with in President Bush's world. And what a lot of you may not know is Reed goes all the way back to Bush world when he was governor of Texas, right?
Yeah.
So he was around it a long time.
My
there's
dad
a
worked,
lot of people like Matt.
My dad worked for Bush 41.
Right. But there's a lot of people that you worked with. I'm just going to use Matt Schlapp. I'm not picking on Schlapp. But,
you should pick
on him. Okay, I'll pick on Schlapp. So like Matt and Mercedes, right? Like they were all in for Bush. Like, how can you be all in? Were they never really all in for Bush? Or, like, how do these people that were all in, they were all about President Bush and what he was trying to do, now be all in for what Donald Trump is trying to do, is saying he wants to do, and when they really were the antithesis? Like, what?
I think the Trump era has been revelatory. I think it has revealed. And people like the Schlapps, you know, this stuff is a means to an end. Power, money, fame, whatever the case might be. That's all Trump's after. That's all most of the people that I know and probably a lot of people that you know. You know, they will find anything to do to rationalize their decisions because any intellectual ability that they might have had in that regard is over now.
Yeah.
You know, look, going back 9 years, one of my best friends said, well, look, he's the leader of the party and, you know, he's going to be the nominee. So that's what I'm going to be for. I'm like, but you don't have to.
Right.
Like you don't have to do that. But look, I mean, if you worked for Donald Trump when he was in office, you probably did very, very well. And there's going to be the folks who have stuck it out that if he wins again, they're going to do very, very well again.
Yeah.
And again, as we've talked about throughout the week, this is where the party is. And, you know, I don't know that a lot of them ever look. I don't know what the definition of a conservative vision of governance is anymore anyway. Mm-hmm. Right. But it's certainly this is not governance. This is power.
Give us a call if you'd like to talk with Reed or Trigvi. Have a question for them. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC. C-I-V-I-C. Reed, you and I were talking, driving up here today about when our parents or grandparents went from the old rotary phone to the push button.
Yeah.
You know, we can actually spell things out. You know, when you dialed like that. So 855-75-CIVIC or 855-752-4842. 4842.
Hey, Todd.
Mr. Zombers will answer the phone back home and put you on the air.
I know we have a social media troll. What's that number again if they would like to call in and have a real conversation?
855-752-4842. There you go.
It doesn't take much of a man to sit and, you know, throw spitballs on social media. Call in and let's have a conversation.
I would venture to say that if the gentleman doesn't call, he's the definition of a beta male.
I would say that's probably true. I don't think there's much more beta male.
Things are getting hot in Wisconsin Rapids. Off the text line, a listener on WB.
I didn't know Scott Walker could type.
He has somebody type.
Oh, well, Scott, call in. And honestly, I won't make fun of you. I promise.
I will.
A listener from WBZH, the Buzz of the North, up in beautiful Hayward, Paul in Spooner, giving us a weather report in Spooner, saying snow has started north of Hayward, meaning fewer kids and more candy for me.
You know what? I like a guy that knows his priorities.
Right?
All right, so you know what? I don't know if Reed ever did this, but so when my daughters used to go trick-or-treating, now they're kind of old, although I think one will. I used to teach them the lesson of what a tax was. I told them every eighth house they had to get milk duds, and they were handing them over when they got back to dad, and that was taxation without representation.
Right. That's not fair. Right, let's go to the phone lines. L.A. Tom calling from Los Angeles, California. Well, guarantee it's warmer than Wisconsin Rapids. L.A. Tom, thanks for calling. What do you got?
Well, I'll tell you this, Scott Walker's still looking for that 250,000 jobs that he promised Wisconsin that he never delivered on, so he's just a loser. Anyway, I know that's where Trigby and I actually agree on something, so that's good.
Absolutely.
Also, I just want to let you guys know, the last time that the Dodgers won the World Series, Donald Trump lost the presidency 1 week later. So that's
a
good omen in terms of the Dodgers winning last night. And let's definitely get out there, knock doors, do whatever we can to make sure Kamala Harris is our next president and Jim Wallace is our vice president. So everybody up and down the ballot being blue as shit.
Hey, thanks. So, L.A. Tom, I knew you grew up in Wisconsin. Are you a Brewers fan, or did you change over to Dodgers now?
I think I've become a Dodger fan just because when I was growing up, I was more just Packer, and then actually I was a Bulls fan, and then the Bulls became kind of the Lakers.
Right, right.
So, but I would like to ask Trigby a question real quick, if I could.
Yep,
real quick. What do you guys think we can do after this election? Kamala Harris is in the White House to actually overturn Citizens United, get money out of politics. So since the conservative Supreme Court actually brought us Citizens United, how do we get rid of that? And what do we do together as Democrats and Republicans to do it? Because I know Democrats have put it up for a vote to get rid of it, and it's never gone through. And I know that they're trying to do it again. HR1, they tried doing it. They're going to try doing it again.
Okay, sounds good, Tom. Go ahead, Trigby.
You know, I think repealing Citizens United will take Congress and the president doing it. And it isn't going to happen in the near term because – more likely than not, Republicans are going to control the Senate. It's probably, or it could be a 50-50 Senate. But you need 60 votes in the Senate to get something like that through. And quite frankly, there's just too many forces in the short term. And important voices, quite frankly, like Russ Feingold, who was not my bag of donuts in terms of his politics, but he and John McCain were a force to try and do that. Without people like that, it's just not going to get through.
I'll extend on what Trigby said. Got to win more elections, more places.
Yeah.
And it's got to start at the city level, the county level, the state legislative, state senate level.
855-752-4842. Let's go to Matt listening on WMDX in Madison. Matt in Middleton, what say you?
Hey, Todd, I was wondering what you guys think of this latest stuff from Elon Musk, wanting to take control of auditing the federal government, basically slashing it to almost nothing. And they seem to be ready to crater the economy to create a lot of suffering to then further implement Project 25 using the non-existent economy after the deportations to implement that stuff. That's just insane, and they want to run government like a business. What do you guys think of that? Thanks.
Here's what I would say.
1 minute.
Autocrats like that I've encountered around the world, most of them rely on kleptocracies.
Right.
And Elon Musk would have no problem with the economy crashing to a degree because it makes things cheaper for him to buy that would ultimately be profitable. Now, who does that hurt? It hurts small people.
Hurts towns like this.
Small towns like this. But if you can drive down the prices of all kinds of things and you have the benefit of a guy in government who can dictate even to people like Jeff Bezos through fear, then suddenly you're able to buy media properties or businesses for nothing. And, you know, what the Mark Zuckerbergs and the Jeff Bezos need to figure out is Donald Trump, it wouldn't be beyond Elon Musk and Donald Trump to be going to Jeff Bezos and say, hey, you got tax problems. You're going to sell me all your shares of Amazon for half of what they're worth.
Yeah.
So.
About 30 seconds left. Anything to add, Reed?
No, I think that's right. I mean, again, Donald Trump doesn't care if individual Americans suffer, nor does Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. If they have to wreck the economy to make themselves wealthier, that's what they'll do.
And more powerful.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Questions for Reed and Trigby. As our friend and ongoing contributor Matt Flynn likes to say, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. We've got Mark from Prairie du Sac, also Nancy in Madison on the other side. Also more on our great station locally here at WFHR in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. It's the Todd Allball Show on the winter tour. We'll have Luge coming up in the next segment. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live on location in Wisconsin Rapids, home of our great station up here, WFHR, on the news and talk side, the WIRI on the music side. No snow here yet, although in all seriousness, according to our great weather forecasters, there is snow going to be happening up north of here. North of Highway 29, and one of our listeners up there, beautiful Spooner, saying the snow is already starting to fall. So we'll see, Reed. We'll try to get you out of here before the
snow falls. I'm going home to snow, so it's right. Fine. But you know what? It is a good point, though, Todd, which is if you want to avoid cold weather and a long line, get out and vote now. Get that early vote in.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That's actually right. The lines are through the roof in Madison.
Well, let's talk quickly. People on the phone, let's go quickly to that, Trigby.
So apparently, down the dial, the crazy lady, who actually, having known her a long time, Vicky didn't used to be that crazy, but no. she is now tweeting to everyone under the sun, Ron Johnson, Donald Trump, whatever, that the county clerk is trying to get people out to vote.
In Dane County.
That is her job.
Is her job. Laura, you talk about trying to make something out of... It's right. What they do.
Right.
Outrage out of nothing.
Right.
There's nothing partisan about saying exercise your constitutional right to vote.
No. Yes. But you know, it's funny when in Pennsylvania earlier this fall, when we were wearing our Democracy Defender T-shirts for the union, if someone opened the door and they saw the word democracy and they slammed the door in our face or they screamed at us, like, we knew who they were voting for. But what does that say, Todd?
Yeah.
That the word democracy sets off half the country and not in a good way.
And our former party, of course, Ronald Reagan, would go around the world talking about democracy, right. About, you know, spreading and protecting and defending democracy. Right. Our former party used to bear the torch for democracy, and now it's become a dirty word with MAGA Republicans.
Yeah. And they represent most of the party, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We have Mark in Pernsack. Mark, thanks for holding on. If you can make it quick, go ahead, please, sir.
Yeah, one of the recent mailings I got from Eric Hovde is to destroy the progressive agenda is what one of his aims. And it's sad that a man who comes from an agricultural state, California, doesn't know what the farm is, could possibly be in the farm bill. And this is kind of a little crude, and I would never use the word, but Ron in Game of Thrones made the comment about Joffrey Baratheon. There is no cure for somebody like Joffrey Baratheon. He didn't use that word.
Right.
But if you're familiar with the thing, that can't use that word, but I mean, it just is. There's no cure.
Right. Have you got a quick question, Mark?
For being one. No.
So I think,
just,
Mark, you'd like Eric Hovde to go on. Jump in a lake?
I'd like him to jump in a volcano and maybe appease the fire god.
All right. Well, I want to move on. You got a quick question, Mark, or no?
All right. Sorry. No. We're on
very
the next
call. Lost Mark. All right. Well, but yes. OC Eric Hovde again. Who knows Orange County much better than Wisconsin? Embarrassing that he said in the debate with Tammy Baldwin.
He knows Orange County like the back of his hand.
Right.
I used to live in Orange County. I know it like the back of my hand. I don't want him there either. I don't want him here, and I don't want him there.
855-752-4842. Nancy, listening to WMDX.
Nancy hung up, but I did get to talk to her before that, and she wanted to know, after this election, if Trump loses and eventually the party moves past Trump, what happens to the Republican Party? Does it die off and get replaced? Does it split into two? Is it just terrible forever?
It will take years and years of defeating it in as many places as possible. Defeating Donald Trump is like surviving the car crash. You're in the hospital, you're going to live, but it's a long time till you're back to normal.
I agree with Liz Cheney's statement that she said to her fellow Republicans, Donald Trump will eventually be gone, but the stench of Donald Trump will linger on you for the rest of your lives.
Right. And for all of you erstwhile Republicans, come on over, hang out with us at jointheunion.us. Think of us as political Airbnb. You don't have to live with us forever, but just come hang out.
I love that. 855-752-4842. Karina, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for listening. If you can make it quick, please. Karina, you're on.
Hi, I'm so sorry. I have a question, guys, about the bullet, the bullet points in an election list for us. And I tell you why I'm asking it. Because last time when we had the questions about marijuana, legalizing marijuana, I know that the organizations who's advocating for it paid for it for those questions to be for a population. Now, it's kind of irritating, really, because every time we have something going on in Wisconsin, it feels like a Republican party puts useless and sneaky questions on the ballot.
For turnout purposes.
I would want to know, who pays for it?
Who pays for the turnout questions?
Well, you do.
Yeah.
is the short answer.
Right. That's what, yeah, the short answer. We do. How come they doing it just because? Because obviously they're trying to be sneaky. Obviously those questions, it's the second or third term we're doing it.
It's a great, Karina, we're up against the clock. It's a great question. The short answer is I think Republicans wanted to excite their turnout. We saw the Marquette Law School poll. Democrats have more excitement right now for this election, so they're trying to turn out their base guys.
Yeah, it's not new.
Yeah, not new.
No.
855-752-4842. Gary in central Wisconsin, you literally have 1 minute. What do you got, Gary?
Just thought I needed to get on the air with you today because you're in my hometown right now.
Fantastic, Gary. It's a beautiful place in Wisconsin Rapids.
65 years I've been living in this town. That station you're out in front of right now?
Yes.
It's existed since about 1939.
We're going to talk about that next hour, yes.
Yeah, and so I'd just like to let you know that not everybody who's lived here for 65 years welcomes you to this town.
Well, fantastic.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
That's so kind. Thanks for being a listener. Come on back. More on the other side at WFHR in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. Read Gary Trigvey and more. Join us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram, co-host with me, will talk to Charles Franklin from Marquette Law School Polling, going into the numbers, plus Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political director, while listening to All Sides. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.